The Blessings of Disagreement. From Conflict to Insight. In Al-Jami Al-Sagir, a well-known compilation of the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, there appears a report which states, "The differences among my followers are a mercy." Some scholars have raised questions regarding the authenticity of this narration. Yet, even if one sets aside the question of its chain of transmission, the meaning it conveys finds strong support in the observable reality of Islamic intellectual history. The entire body of Quranic and Hadith literature, as it has come down to us, is replete with differences of interpretation. From the earliest generations, scholars have approached the same texts with varying perspectives. The commentaries on the Quran present a wide spectrum of interpretations, each attempting to uncover layers of meaning within the divine word. Similarly, the explanations of Hadith demonstrate remarkable diversity. It is, in fact, rare to encounter a Hadith that has not been understood in more than one way. This raises an important question: why do such differences exist? Are they a source of confusion, or do they carry within them a deeper wisdom? If absolute uniformity had been intended, the Quran could have been revealed in a language so precise and unambiguous that no variation in interpretation would be possible. Likewise, the sayings of the Prophet of Islam could have been expressed in such definitive terms that they would admit only one fixed understanding. However, this was not the case. The language of revelation, while clear in its guidance, allows for reflection, contemplation, and multiple levels of understanding. This indicates that difference of opinion is not an accidental byproduct, but rather part of a deliberate design. It invites the human mind to engage actively with the text. Through this engagement, individuals are not reduced to passive recipients of inherited meanings. Instead, they become seekers, thinkers, and discoverers. Religion, in this sense, becomes a living reality, something to be understood, internalized, and rediscovered in every age. It is important, however, to distinguish between two very different attitudes: intellectual disagreement and negative fault-finding. The latter is rooted in ego, narrow-mindedness, and a desire to assert superiority. It leads to division and bitterness. Intellectual disagreement, on the other hand, arises from sincere reflection and an earnest desire to arrive at the truth. It is marked by humility, openness, and respect for differing viewpoints. When disagreement is approached in this constructive spirit, it becomes a source of immense benefit. It stimulates thought, broadens understanding, and prevents stagnation. A society in which no differences exist is, in reality, a society in which thinking has come to a halt. Progress, whether intellectual, moral, or civilizational, depends upon the ability to question, to reflect, and to explore alternative perspectives. The human mind may be likened to a hidden treasure. Its potential remains dormant unless it is awakened. One of the most effective means of unlocking this potential is exposure to differing opinions. When a person encounters a viewpoint different from their own, it compels them to think more deeply. They are forced to examine their assumptions, refine their arguments, and seek stronger foundations for their beliefs. In this way, an ordinary individual may gradually develop into a person of insight and wisdom. In the present age, the existence of disagreement is not a matter of choice. It is an undeniable reality. Differences exist at every level, among scholars, within communities, and even within individuals themselves as they reflect upon religious texts. The real question, therefore, is not whether disagreement should exist, but how it should be understood and managed. A study of classical scholarship provides a striking illustration of this phenomenon. Consider a renowned Quranic commentary such as Al-Jami li-Ahkam al-Quran by the 13th century Andalusian scholar Abu Abd Allah al-Qurtubi. At the very outset, while discussing the phrase Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim, he notes that there are 27 distinct issues associated with this brief expression. In other words, a phrase consisting of just a few words has generated dozens of scholarly discussions. Similarly, Surah al-Fatiha, though short in length, has been the subject of extensive analysis. Its interpretation spans many pages, each exploring different aspects of its meaning, implications, and applications. As one progresses through the volumes of such commentaries, it becomes evident that scarcely a page is free from differing viewpoints. Even in the concluding chapters of the Quran, known as al-Mu'widatayn, one encounters significant differences, including views attributed to early companions regarding their classification. The same pattern is even more pronounced in the study of hadith. Take, for example, the celebrated commentary Fath al-Bari on Sahih al-Bukhari, the very first hadith. Actions are based on intentions, is among the most well-known and widely accepted sayings of the Prophet. Yet, its explanation extends over several pages and includes multiple instances of scholarly disagreement. Terms indicating difference of opinion appear repeatedly, reflecting the richness of interpretive engagement. When one turns to the fields of jurisprudence, fiqh, and theology, kalam, the diversity of opinions becomes even more apparent. These disciplines represent a vast landscape of intellectual effort, where scholars have sought to apply foundational texts to an ever-changing range of circumstances. It would be difficult to find a single issue upon which there is complete unanimity. Far from being a weakness, this diversity is a sign of vitality. It demonstrates that the intellectual tradition of Islam has remained dynamic and responsive. Each generation has contributed to this ongoing process, adding depth and nuance to the collective understanding. At the same time, it is essential to cultivate the right attitude towards disagreement. Differences should not lead to hostility or division. Instead, they should be approached with patience, humility, and a recognition of the sincerity of others. One must learn to separate the person from the opinion, respecting the former even while differing from the latter. In practical terms, this means engaging in dialogue rather than dispute, seeking understanding rather than victory, and prioritizing unity in essentials while allowing flexibility in matters open to interpretation. Such an approach transforms disagreement from a source of conflict into an opportunity for growth. Disagreement, when properly understood, is not a burden but a blessing. It is a means through which the human mind is activated, knowledge is expanded, and deeper insights are attained. It is, indeed, a form of mercy, one that invites every individual to think, reflect, and grow.